hello everybody, this is IT Stuff. We're really all overexcited and jumping up and down because literally like 35 minutes ago, the Google Street View car came right past this building. We saw it. We saw it.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
I even saw it. I didn't have time to get my trousers off.
No.
Oh.
Sadly. You don't get any warning, you know. No. Actual Google Street View car. Mm-hmm. Rawson Square and everything just going round the corner. Amazing.
That is amazing.
It should have like a tune, like an ice cream truck or something, so that you know what's going on and the kids can chase it down the street. That'd be great. It'd be a community thing.
Yeah, I'd be up for that, yeah. You know what? On the subject of chasing it, I was going to tell you, you know what happened the first time the Google Street View car came to Bradford in 2007? Not a lot of people know this.
Oh.
Apparently, because it was actually caught on the Street View car's Street View, the damn thing went up the back road past the interchange, right? Going towards the town hall. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to turn left and go up to the roundabout. It's buses only to go straight forward to go into where it's all like blocked off now for City Park. The Google Street View car is from out of town, right? It didn't see that it's buses only. And there was a police car straight behind it. There was a chase. And it was caught on Google Street View. You could click through as the Street View car went through the traffic lights, buses only, across the Orlings there, up the side of City Hall. And you could see the police car put its blue lights on and chased it round the corner and into the car park by where the old police station that's pulled down now was. And all that was caught on Street View. It was brilliant.
Wow.
It's gone now.
How long does this image stay on?
Well, years, because they don't refresh it very often.
You can go by like the burnt down buildings. You can go by that building's burnt down, but on Street View, it's still there. That's how I navigate.
That's the
only
way.
That's how I tell the passage of time.
Burnt down buildings.
Well, yeah, there's always something burning down around here, isn't there?
Yeah, that's true. Lots of mills.
Thornton this week, Drummond Mills before that.
Oh,
it's
dear.
Just continuous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, never mind. So that's used up 2 minutes, 55 seconds of the show that we'll never get back.
Hooray!
So welcome to everybody. As you can tell, we're a technology geek show. We're on BCB Radio 106.6 FM and the YouTubes. And we've got two cameras this month. That was a surprise. I'm really scared. Don't like cameras.
It'll be fixed in editing, don't worry about it.
I'll fix it in editing,
Okay, is that a promise? Yes. You'll put some mocking graphics on me, won't you? I know what's going to happen.
Modern technology can put glasses on you, put, you know, the fake moustache, everything. It's not a problem.
Yeah. So now we've wasted 3.5 minutes of the listeners' lives. Well done, everybody. that's Chris. That's she.
Hello.
Here's Stefan.
Hey.
And here's Dick.
Hello.
Happy birthday!
Because today is Dick's birthday! Hurrah!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday.
Yeah, and it's no use for you identity thieving listeners out there because you don't know what day we recorded this on. Ha! Gotcha!
Aww. So, I didn't know it was your birthday. Surprise!
Surprise!
A surprise for us.
Fabulous, you don't look 60. Yeah.
No.
Oh, you will by the time we've wasted the intro of the show. So, Dick, what would you like for your birthday? No Man's Sky?
No.
Oh.
But it's been delayed again, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was ready to release.
It was.
First it got in trouble with Rupert.
Rupert, yes. And then I got a refund.
Yeah, well, there's a strange. Why did you get the refund?
My motherboard decided to blow up.
Go on.
So I thought 50 quid was better in my pocket towards a new motherboard.
That's true.
A game that I can't play
if
I don't have a motherboard.
Exactly.
And then somebody claimed that they've used the same code for No Man's Sky
for the algorithm.
Yeah.
Ouch, that's a problem.
So it's delayed again.
Is it true? The Dutch company?
I don't know yet. I don't.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so when's it due now?
I believe it's delayed till I've forgotten. 12th of August.
Right, okay, yeah.
It'll be out for VR Christmas.
It will.
For those of you who don't know what an algorithm is, if you remember watching the Facebook documentary, you can see Mark Zuckerberg writing it on a window.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, he wrote his Facebook algorithm.
Oh!
On the window.
If book, then face.
If book, true.
Or you can check Wikipedia.
Or Wikipedia, yeah.
So there you go. The other exciting thing about No Man's Sky is that they needed music for, get this, 18 quintillion in-game planets. So they got a band in Sheffield to record proper music for them and develop the software to, well, I'm not quite sure how it works to mix it all
magic.
Up. I mean, that's, yeah, that sort of magic is she's department, really, isn't it? You're,
is it?
You're deeply into all this. You had that thing. that thing with the Raspberry Pis.
I just do music. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, well, the Raspberry Pis were doing all that clever stuff as people moved, weren't they?
I suppose so.
So I think it's the same thing, only in a whole universe. And
yes, it's the world of procedurally generated words.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And the good news is we're playing out on some of that music at the end of the show.
Ooh.
Hurrah.
Interesting.
Cool.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there was some fun this month with World of Warcraft as well, wasn't there? Turns out if you type /run remove extra spaces equals run script into the in-game chat, well, this was your clever thing, wasn't it?
My clever thing.
Yeah, you said
I found
Darwinian thing.
I found it, but Chris claimed it was Darwinian.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're going to type random stuff that people tell you to into your computer, things are going to go terribly wrong. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, like, for example?
Like anything. If you just do as you're told, when people say type something and you type it, things will crash. Like, press Alt F4 to find out more.
Yeah. I remember that from the 90s.
Yeah.
On IRC.
It's always fun to watch the disconnect messages.
Or when people tell you to, you know, muck around with your registry. And then someone goes, oh, my computer doesn't work anymore. What's going on?
Just format C. Yeah, make it faster.
Actually, it's been a good week for that because all my relis seem to be installing Windows 10 this week.
Oh.
And
Last chance.
Yeah, last chance. Well, it was their last chance because now it's had the format C colon effect, hasn't it, really?
Oh, have you heard that there's a lady with a small business in the US.
Yeah.
She won a legal battle against Microsoft.
Oh, yeah.
For $10,000.
We talked about that last week. You should have been here.
Yeah. Oh, my. Sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. So there you go. It could be profitable if Windows 10 mucks everything up. Top tip there. Moving on, still on the subject of the 1990s. Well, Yahoo, for a start. That old thing. It's managed to sell itself to Verizon.
I just don't know how come is it able to sell anything.
Why,
about this stuff?
Absolutely. That old heap of junk.
I mean, the only time I used Yahoo successfully, it was to search for a question about something. And by magic, some guys in the 2008 had the answer. That's about it.
Yahoo answers.
I don't honestly ask someone what is the core business of this company. I mean, in the 2000, it was Yahoo Chess. That was good.
Yeah.
And then it's gone.
And it's Flickr.
They
keep buying things.
It keeps acquisition. It buys something, it kills it. It buys something, it kills it. That's his business plan.
Just like Microsoft then.
Yeah. All
right, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not so much Yahoo being worth something, it's just what all the random stuff they've bought recently is worth something.
They're just hoping that some of their investment is going to pay off. And
possibly, yeah. I will never forgive them for killing GeoCities. Never forget.
GeoCities, yeah.
Oh.
A long time.
Oh. Yeah.
Sad.
So anyways, Yahoo was bought for what? $4.8 billion.
Oh my good grief, what?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
What a waste of money. Oh well, anyway, we should move on. Yeah,
no.
The other 1990s.
Do you mind?
Whoa.
Another acquisition, ARM. has been acquired by SoftBank.
Yes, forgot about that.
And our microprocessors that you have on probably on those BeagleBones, on all, yeah, all these ARM devices, so mobile phones, IoT,
you have washing machines,
all microcontrollers basically. most of those microcontrollers, even the one you have, believe me not, on your hard drives.
Yeah, it's all going to be Japanese now.
Exactly. Yeah. So SoftBank, I think it's one of the richest men in Japan who owns SoftBank and decided to pay mostly cash. I think it's like 75.
For real?
Yep, 75% cash. The rest is just a loan, but they say, oh, anyway, we're going to sell a bit of Alibaba and we'll get the rest of it soon. So
is that
no
possible
worries.
To have that much money?
It probably came from petty change.
Yeah,
petty
down the back of the sofa.
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing. So yes, I yes, just for you to know, guys, ARMS, yes, £24.3 billion.
Ooh. A little bit more than Yahoo.
That's a little bit more than Yahoo, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad. For those who are not fully aware, ARM is the pride and joy, I would say, of the British engineering microprocessor industry.
That's what's left of the BBC Micro, technically, ARM, isn't it?
Exactly, yes. In fact, Acorn before that. And I remember my dad bringing one of those video discs, super large, you know.
Yeah.
It was Acorn and then ARM. And so I think the A of ARM is for Acorn. I'm not too sure, but probably. The other thing is... in these times of difficulties with the Brexit, it's surprising. I mean, Japan coming over and saying, "Well, look, we are investing in the British industry." That's a positive move, I say, and I'm French, so I'm not entirely biased, as you can see. The thing is, it's going to bring some, well, according to SoftBank, it's going to bring some new business and new, how do you call that, new employment in the UK. So that's a very positive move. The other one is they mentioned that they would not alter the open community around ARM, the ARM... how do you call that? Microcosm.
Microcosm.
So that's another good news for all the people who are, you know, making new platforms, new embedded boards of every kind. So yeah.
Well, let's see if it falls through, or it's cheap, as they say.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go. So, moving on, I suppose we ought to mention the other 1990s throwback, Pokemon Go.
Yes. Yeah. Have you been playing Pokemon Go out there in the Bradford area?
Yes, they have. Yes, I've seen them. Scraping over bare patches of grass with the phones, looking like sad Muppets. Yeah, stop that!
For a total ignorant about Pokemon Go, can you any idea what it is? What
it's Ingress.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Pokemon
is a Japanese game where you go around and collect small little cute creatures
and force them to fight
and
to the death.
And force them to fight each other.
Oh, cool. All right. Okay. Sounds fun.
So you collect them as you walk through tall wild grass. And you catch them with this thing called a Pokeball, which is a small little ball, which is actually a cage. Once you collect them, you then evolve them to become this big, giant, massive fighting animal.
All right.
So if you put it that way, it sounds
it's like
pretty
dog fighting,
bad.
But,
yeah.
You know,
but
with
cute
animals.
Little wild animals, and it has a lot of puns in there.
Usually yellow.
Yeah. And there's a ton of them. So there's like, in this game alone, I think there's like over 144. So the whole mantra is to collect them all.
So are they geolocalized somewhere?
Yeah, it's attached to the data. Ingress is another game where it's geolocation.
Okay.
So you basically have to walk around the entire Bradford to collect actual
items,
or in this case, animals.
Oh, fabulous. All right, okay. People are still keeping their hands on the steering wheel when they're driving?
No.
Yeah, well, it's mostly kids on bicycles. I mean, time was you saw a kid stop on the bicycle in front of you. You thought you were going to get mugged, right? Yeah? Now you think, oh, get a life, you sad muppet. So, yeah, the other fun thing is you don't have to get out there. You can subvert. People have been subverting the whole game.
Okay.
So, for example, the best one is you get software-defined radio. Yeah. The SDR fakes some GPS signals to fool your phone for where you are. Oh. So you sit there at home in your gaming chair with your joystick, and you could be moving around anywhere.
All right.
Your phone doesn't know you're not in Antarctica. You know,
excellent.
Picking up all the rare Pokemon from
So it's basically opening the world for, you know, potential hackers. I mean it in a very good sense, by the way.
Awesome.
I would say a bit like Richard Stallman, playful cleverness.
but the sad thing is, all these kids on bike, they think it's awful that you're cheating.
All right.
So it's a
yeah,
but that's
cheating.
Actually very smart.
It's creativity. Yeah. It's rewarding creativity.
It's using the tools available at your disposal.
Absolutely.
Exactly. What if you're in a wheelchair? If you're homebound? I mean, seriously.
Why shouldn't you participate?
Pokemon Go?
Yeah. So there you go. Pokemon Go. I wish it would.
I have another one about Nintendo.
Mm.
Nintendo is releasing for the old chaps like me, releasing the NES, as they call it, basically the Mini NES. That's a version of the Nintendo NES that I had in my youth, but very tiny, and basically working with your new television set. And I mean, it's cute. You can hold it in the palm of your hand. It's really the mini. For the nostalgic like me, I mean, I'd like to have
it's
one.
It's going to fall down the back of the telly, isn't it? You'll never see it again.
It's provided, I think it will be around 50 pounds, 60 pounds maybe. At most, it will be containing, I don't know how many, 30. I think 30 games from the old time.
It contains so many games, but you can't put cartridges in it, so, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? 30 games, that's the extent of the life the life cycle of the old box anyways.
Mm.
But it's used the original controllers.
Oh,
so
the nice thing about those controllers is they plug into the Wii controller things, and that means it's I2C standard. You can plug them into a Pi quite easily.
That's
cool.
So
you can hack yours and make your own. Basically.
You can make if you buy those controllers and get a Raspberry Pi. I think that's a better setup than getting this. You can get the box and throw the insides away. Put a Raspberry Pi inside.
Yeah. Well, I like the idea that they
keep the
knowledge that they acknowledge basically that some people they have they still like those old games, not because they were technologically advanced, but because they were fun to play.
Nostalgia
as well, and the fact that those devices were so simple.
Yeah.
I think that's great because it will allow people to hack them, to have fun with that.
Yeah.
With a Raspberry Pi or
it's a good source of those tiny little controllers. That's what it is. You can buy them separately. They're like £6.
Yeah. Mm. So I'm looking forward to get my hands on one of them. There are a few games that I would play again with pleasure. Yep.
Okie dokie. So you're listening to IT Stuff on BCB Radio 106.6 FM. Coming up, we've got She's World of Stuff, brief talk about security updates, and we'll plug some upcoming events. So let's go with the best bit of the show, reviewing new devices. Here's She's World of Stuff. And what's new this month, She?
It's the Bella.
And it's flashing on the desk in front of us.
Yeah.
That's really good. Go on.
If you can see it, it's on the YouTube. It's quite far away. But apparently it is an embedded platform for ultra-low latency audio and sensor processing, which is there's a lot of words to take in.
Sound comes in, sound goes out.
Pretty much, and there's like low latency, especially when you're a musician and you're trying to do something digital. The worst thing is real-time latency. So when you have a MIDI keyboard or you have like a piezo controller, which is like a sensor, you put on your drums or on your cello, your string instrument, and when you play it, the sound that comes in, there's a bit of latency, it's bad. because you can't keep up with what's coming out. Because when you're playing in your ears, if it's not in time with your fingers,
yeah,
it's
think
terrible.
A bit like the reverb effect.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. This
very,
kind of
very
echo
bad.
Because it's a kind of action augmented latency, in fact.
It is terrible, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's not good.
So sound comes in, sound comes out quickly.
Yes.
Yes, almost in time.
in fact, the idea also is maybe the without being too technical, the size, the resolution of the samples,
yeah.
Usually according to the size of those blocks of data, basically,
yeah.
Of signals, more exactly, then the latency will vary.
Yep.
So its aim is to solve this
to
type of problems.
That, yeah.
Fabulous. All
pretty
right.
much. So.
So what have you managed to do with it so far?
Not much, because it's very new. So I'm currently trying to get the IDE to work, because they're making it so that it's easy for people to do stuff. But because their main base are musicians, creative musicians that are using things like Pure Data, which is like a language which is like a plug and play sort of language, but you sort of, you know, like flowchart sort of programming.
It's
which
a
is
pig to compile, trust me.
And I'm not used to that. So the majority of the people are using that, and I'm not using that. So maybe people like myself will find it a little bit difficult, because you have to learn C to do this, or C++. Yeah. So I'm just trying to make things like, at the moment I can make it beep.
Yay.
Oh,
that's a start.
So if you can hear it.
I can hear that.
I can't hear that.
Okay. Which frequency is that?
I have no idea.
All right.
It's a frequency.
It's a frequency.
It's a frequency that as older people can't hear.
Is it brown noise?
I didn't hear a thing.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's probably too high for you.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
No,
oh.
Yeah. You yes. You heard that.
Unleash the bat thing.
So if you heard that, you're probably a teenager, and thank you for tuning in.
Yeah. Well, it's not entirely true. It's the high pitch, which are difficult to hear from old people. But yeah.
Pretty much, or if you're a dog. But yeah, it's really cool. I'm hoping to do some sort of looping machine, so I can just I can play my cello, put in a piezo on it, and then make it loop and do some strange, like a stomp box, if you know. If you play a guitar, an electric guitar, you have stomp box for an effects machine.
Like a pedal?
Yeah, like a pedal, that sort of thing. Right. So that might be something. I'm not sure.
It's basically best described as a sort of a digital version of that. So
yeah.
Those things are always hardware, so you're actually building something. But this is fast enough that it can do it in software.
In order to do this stuff that fast, what is there? What's the recipe? Is there an FPGA inside? Or
No. It's
FPGA
just the operating system needs to get out of your way.
So
it does one thing doing right without having some sort of operating system and all that stuff.
The latency in operating system is usually done at kernel level, it's really deep inside. I know for Linux they have a special version of the kernel which are tailored for low latency.
Oh yeah, RT Linux,
Exactly,
real time. Exactly,
real time
Linux,
Fabulous stuff. So yes, you have to write in C. That's a pain. Yeah,
I'll just have to start learning somehow. So that's interesting. See what happens with that. But again, most people are using Pure Data, and there are recipes that you can download and try things out. So we just see how this goes.
Cool.
Okay, and the crucial domain name where all that happens is bella.io. It's only got one L.
Yes.
Like Mr. Lugosi.
It's like the Lugosi.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why it's a cape, you see. So it's like a vampire. The cape is Bella.
Oh yeah, these things are getting more like Fleming crosswords every time, aren't they? Fine. Okay, I guess it's time to plug some local events. So coming up this month first, I guess there's Wuthering Bites coming along. A whole week of events down in Hebden Bridge, starting off with the festival day on Friday 2nd of September. Then there's the open source hardware camp on the Saturday and Sunday, as I understand it.
Yep.
Things like soldering workshops, no weird stuff. You're not going to be doing something there, are you, this time?
I mean, there's even an introductory course to FPGAs, so you might be interested in, I'm sure you know about that kind of stuff.
Well.
So that sounds interesting.
Then after that, there's a whole week of serious professional stuff down there, like open sourcing business. And I think there's the GNU Tools Cauldron.
Yeah, they'll be
quite a serious thing for around here, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, yeah, you know.
Are you going to be there?
Some pretty scary people, I should think.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, perhaps not. So there you go. 10 quid a day. You get a meal thrown in. Book yourself in at wotheringbites.com. And we also thought as well, there was going to be no Leeds hack ever again, right?
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Well, no. It turns out it's going to be back this autumn under new management. Who's that then? Not quite sure. Go on.
Apparently, a bunch of people calling themselves Digital Yorkshire. I have no idea what it is, but it sounds very business-like. You might be interested.
Well, I checked the website when I received your message, and it looked like a business, and they might be offering to use their premises for this event. Maybe it's worth. It might be worth taking a look. I'll see, depending what time, depending on the date.
But they haven't announced a date yet, as far as I saw.
No dates, nothing.
So
they've announced the year.
They have a calendar on their website, so
I
saw Leeds Hack on there.
Yeah.
But it has to be confirmed. I'll see. I'll try to contact them. Why not?
Okay, fantastic. Thank you all very much indeed. The other thing that's gone and never coming back again. Turns out to be Kick-Ass Torrents.
Aww.
If you're wondering out there in BCB listener land where all your torrents are going to come from in future, well, it ain't going to be Kick-Ass Torrents, because the guy behind it seems to have been arrested in Poland last week.
Ooh.
So there you go. Innocent until proven guilty and all that, but when the whole thing goes offline the day after your colours felt and the extradition is announced, then it's a bit of a giveaway, isn't it?
Suspicious timing.
Yeah. So don't be fooled. There are replacements springing up all over the place. Don't be fooled. They basically just want your login credentials.
It's called the honeypot.
Yeah. So don't fall for it. It's gone. It ain't never coming back. Get over it. Find another one. There you go. That's the end of that. And so to play you out this month, we did have something else in mind, but turns out you've got to write off and ask for permission with an email.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I left, I hadn't spotted that. I left it too late.
Oh.
So maybe next month. Meanwhile, this month, you remember we went on about No Man's Sky at the beginning of the show. So here's the music from the band we mentioned earlier. 65 Days of Static. They're from Sheffield. They're all over the universe in No Man's Sky. And they're also on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/65daysofstatic. And this is their track called Supermoon, and it's fab. So thank you very much for listening. Ta-ra!
Bye!